Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, Tuesday afternoon, Golden Mastermind Seminars, Facebook Live. Welcome to Facebook Live on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, mid-October. Today is October 13th. This is Golden Mastermind Facebook Live number 1001, many, many Facebook Lives and live conference calls going back to September 1998. If you're just coming on Facebook Live, go ahead and wave and say hello, and we will go ahead and get this ball in the water. Welcome, everyone. Good to see you here. Glenn, welcome to Facebook Live. Scott Lucas, welcome to Facebook Live, everyone. It's good to have you here. Kimberly Shambari, welcome to Facebook Live. Go ahead and wave, say hello. Good afternoon, Glenn. Good to see you. I'm going to just make a little adjustment here as we move into the live portion of Facebook Live this afternoon. Scott, good to see you. Larry Wasserman, good to see you in New Jersey. Happy Tuesday to you, Larry. Good to see you, my brother. Tracy, welcome. Welcome. Who else wants to say hello this afternoon? Henry, good to see you this afternoon. I'm going to go ahead and move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. I will also be available tonight at Kimberly. Good to see you. Kimberly is in beautiful Lake Tahoe. It is beautiful there, isn't it, Kimberly? It is absolutely breathtakingly beautiful. That is about 7,000+ feet elevation. Topic for today's call is recovery consciousness. Actually, let me rephrase that. Topic for today's Facebook Live is recovery consciousness. And then I will be here tonight at 12 a.m. That is 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is 9 p.m. Pacific. And I will have a topic picked up for Eric Picard. Welcome to this afternoon's Facebook Live. And Aaron Knight, welcome. Thank you for sharing content to me, Aaron. Aaron is our Canadian compadre who is here on all the calls. Ryan Andrew, welcome from Salt Lake City. John Spencer, welcome. John, thank you for your compliments last night. Thank you to those of you who commented on the Facebook post I did yesterday about my recovery. Lori, thank you. I appreciate everyone's comments, likes, and posts. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm going to move into the inspirational portion today. Let's move into what recovery really means. So recovery for any of us that is on this Facebook Live today, it means we are addressing our feelings. We're in the process of letting go. We are in the process of letting go of the feelings that we've held on to that have kept us in anxiety, fear, and doubt. I believe that every single one of you, Susan Dampier, good to see you. I believe that every single one of you on today's Facebook Live is a business owner, an entrepreneur. I know that Larry is a gym owner in New Jersey. I know that many of you are in network marketing and direct sales companies. Some of you are influencers, writers, coaches, but we all collectively as a consciousness are business owners of some form or fashion. And I also know that all of you read books, listen to podcasts, downloads. You're in some form of recovery, sobriety, levels of consciousness. And we all, as a common bond, we're seeking to be and stay better. So that's the bond that brings us together here as a collective consciousness. Now, what's going to allow us to elevate that consciousness, to be able to attract to our reality the clients, customers that we're seeking, the people who can refer us business, the people who see our value, the people who are so are aligned with, that we want to be able to attract these people with ease. And we want to be able to do this in a world today that's very challenging. Now, that doesn't mean your world has to be challenging. There's a lot of turmoil in the world, but that doesn't mean you have to buy into it, because you can be in your body, in a very relaxed body, and be able to adapt and adjust to whatever else is going on in the outer world. America is going through some challenges, but that doesn't mean that they have to be your challenges. You can absolutely acknowledge what's going on. You can witness what's going on, but you also want to find peace in your world so you adapt and adjust so you're not in conflict with people who want to be in conflict with themselves. And as you're able to let go of any of your anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief, apathy, pride, then you're going to no longer be the mind-body connection to the events that would overwhelm you. Because it's in today's economy, it's imperative that you're able to create transactions, that you're able to stay in business. I mean, many people have lost their jobs or on government handouts. Many people have lost their businesses shut down. Many people that own gyms, that are personal trainers, that own restaurants, waiters, waitresses, caterers, people that had businesses that are affected by the pandemic, by what's going on in the world, I mean, they've lost their livelihood. But those of you on this call, all of you are influencers, affluencers, network marketers, direct salespeople, small business owners, realtors, real estate agents, brokers, insurance agents, brokers, any multitude of situations. So what you have the opportunity to do is create what the free market will bear. I mean, you unequivocally step into your power, not only in this next like 75 days, which will be the end, near the end of 2020, but whatever 2020 is going to bring, and you can possibly predict or have some level of idea of what that's going to be like for the next year or two, as our government's in whatever transition it's in, it's going to be your responsibility to be able to be in business, stay in business, and create commerce so you can create and attract what the free market will bear. I mean, if you really get overwhelmed, you can hear about food shortages and there's going to be this and toilet paper shortages and all these stories that are like this about what's going to be in the coming future. But what's important right now is that you stay relaxed in a very relaxed body. You live in the solution and you create results. And then while in the same time that you're doing that, you're able to, when you go to bed at night, do your best to let go of any anxiety you hold on to so your body can rest. That's what will address the dis-ease, the anxiety, the fear, the doubt that creates the inflammation when you wake up. When you wake up overwhelmed, when you wake up in fight or flight, when you wake up with a headache, when you wake up from grinding your teeth, when you wake up when your back and neck's out of place, it's because you took your challenges to bed with you and tossed and turned. When you're able to let go, when you're in recovery, sobriety, or in consciousness, you can use any one of these three words to assist you to find the synonym that allows you to find peace. And that peace that you're seeking is rest in your soul. That rest in your soul starts with you being good enough. And that's the fundamental foundation. Anything on top of that is going to be added. But when you start to feel good enough, and you don't have to prove it to anyone, and you're not seeking rewards and recognition, you don't require any outside recognition because what you create is good enough because you are good enough. When you're able to focus on that, when you're able to address that, then you won't feel rejected, abandoned. You won't have to prove someone wrong. You won't have to explain, validate, and justify yourself, because you can let other people be right while you step out of any kind of conflict with them. And as you learn to be that person, that man, that woman, then you're not the mind-body connection to the child who was traumatized. You're not the mind-body connection to the high schooler who was picked on by a series of mean girls. And you're not the mind-body connection to the employer who looked you over when you didn't get the raise. Or you're not the person whose team left them one day and all of a sudden you have no team and then you say, everyone left me. Well, they didn't leave you, they just moved. And when you're able to not personalize the situation, then you're in a place called flow, and that flow is called prosperity. That's in the flow, prospero. And when you're in that prosperity, then a different level of energy that you permeate, that you transmute, begins to attract your reality. People and situations are a lot more empowering. This is why certain people will prosper in challenging times, not only because they're skilled business owners, because they're skilled in consciousness. And it's the skilled in consciousness that will allow you to be much better as a person or as a business owner, because it's the same energy. You want to be the same person that you are in a business. You want to have this separation. You're not a business owner over here and then a person who's a wreck over here. You want to be the exact same person. And that person is good enough. And when you're that person, people really feel you. They know that you are genuine, authentic, those words that people use, you know, genuine, authentic, and real. But what it means is you're a soul having a human experience. It means you can relate to everyone. You can feel everyone because you can feel your own feelings. And so when you're listening to someone, you hear what they mean, because you can feel their pain. You can tell when they're telling you what you want to hear, and you're not calling them a liar. You know that they can't commit, and then you're not personalizing. You let people go easily and effortlessly, and you begin to eliminate these two words: Yeah, but. See, yeah, but undoes anything you just said. This sounds really good, but. He's a really good person, but. I mean, that undoes everything that was just said. So when you're able to eliminate those two words, then now you've moved into a higher level of consciousness. And that consciousness that you're in, you're able to see the whole picture because you now have a vision. You have clarity. And for perhaps for the first time in your life, you are you and you are free. You are free of your past. You're free of the anxiety you have about the future. And the regret from the past, you don't regret it anymore. You've made peace with it. And that peace that you create with yourself is called recovery. And that recovery is also synonymous with what is called consciousness, because you're elevating your energy, where you now understand. You're not saying, I'm trying to make sense of it. That doesn't make sense. Good afternoon, Tracy. Great to see you on today's Facebook Live. So when you're able to let go of the past and let go of the trauma that you endured, when you were picked on in high school, when you were traumatized, when you didn't make the first team, when you didn't make the second team, when you got cut, when you weren't picked to be the lead in the play, or you didn't make the band, or you didn't make the speech, or any of these situations, or you had so low self-esteem that you didn't even try out for something because you knew you weren't good enough. Well, that has no relevance unless you continue to give it power. Because here you are, you're a grown man in your 20s, or a grown woman in your 30s, grown man in your 40s, 50s, 60s. And you have a chance to start over every single day because you are rewarded with a bank account called time. And that bank account is 86,400 seconds. 1,440 minutes, and you have the opportunity every single day to be your best. Many people's ego get in the way of this term best, and best means the best, and they focus on being the best, which is an impossibility, because it's a state that can never be accomplished, which will keep that person in a chronic state of never being good enough. But you can be your best every single day without any approval, and no one has to recognize you. When you're your best, then you're satisfied with being satisfied. You're gratified with being gratified. You forgive yourself because you're forgiving. You don't have to ask approval for anyone because you are you and you are free of your past and your future. And now you can focus on being your best. And when you're your best, you can be your best to other people. You can never be the best to other people until you're best with yourself. And that best with yourself means you let go of how critical you have been. You let go of how angry you've been. And when you let go of how other people have wronged you, and you let go of what other people have done to you. And when you make peace with that right there, that is recovery. That is raw, real recovery. And that recovery allows people to really feel you. That's when they buy from you. They want to join you. They don't care what the cost is because the cost doesn't seem to matter as much because the value is great enough. The cost will always be in the way of many people's commitment because they're cost conscious. Someone who's cost conscious isn't value conscious. You are looking for people who are seeking value, not cost. The telegraph that many people say is, how much does it cost? Well, when someone would ask me that, are you consumed with cost or value? Because if the value is great enough, the cost doesn't matter. That person then goes, yeah, but you don't understand my situation. I do understand your situation. Your situation is your situation. And many people have a situation. They let that situation rob them of the value. And you'll see this happen over and over. And as you begin to understand this more and let go, then you are not the mind-body connection that the events that shape your thing is. Michael Stroop said, you're in the zone, crushing it. Michael, deep appreciation for you. Thank you for that awesome, awesome compliment. You know, it's a very interesting time. Casey, good to see you. It's a very interesting time in America. I mean, you could look at it and go, oh my God, I've never seen anything like this. Well, that's true. Or you could also say, this is one of the most unique times for me to be my best me. I mean, this is where you really rise to the occasion. I mean, this is where you really see what you're made of. Especially if you own a business or even whatever it is. I mean, you want to be your best parent. You want to be your best employee. And I say to my client, don't tell yourself you hate your job, because if you hate your job, you bring that hate home to your house. Now you have to separate that hate that you've been in all day. And that doesn't mean you have to love your job, but you also want to respect your employer because your employer is employing you. Ron Ziegler, good to see you. Ron's been following me since 2009. Good to see you here, Ron. So the first situation you do is acceptance. You accept where you are. So if you're in financial challenges, accept that. Make peace with it. If you have $100,000 in credit card debt, acknowledge it. Make a spreadsheet. Lay it out there. Get comfortable with the fact that it's uncomfortable. and do something about it systematically. Debt is eliminated not by, by filing bankruptcy, that's one way, but debt in recovery is eliminated by a word called profit. And so if you're being paid wages, there's a high probability that your wages will not pay for your debt, because those wages are going to be connected to a job, and a job is going to be what the job is worth. But if you have a business, you can create profits. You can also leverage yourself by, if you do have a job, by creating part-time profits. That can assist you to let go. But if you continue to focus on what you don't have, what you don't want, that is not recovery, that is denial. And when you live in denial, when you're not honest with yourself, then you're out of integrity with yourself, and then you're in anxiety, fear, and doubt. It's that anxiety, fear, and doubt that will rob you of the opportunity to be your best you. Change is not that difficult. Change is really learning a new reflex. And like anyone who's a skilled personal trainer, like Larry Wasserman is on today's Facebook Live. Larry is a very, very skilled personal trainer. Larry's a client of mine. I'm very proud of Larry. Larry was once a professional in the television industry. He was a high-level executive in the television industry, and he reinvented himself as a personal trainer. Like all of us can reinvent ourselves. Reinventing yourself is really a reflex. You teach yourself a new set of reflexes. To do that, though, you have to be able to do this. You have to get your ego out of the way. That's the egoic mind that says, yeah, but you don't understand. I've been this all my life. You don't understand. I was born on that side of the tracks. You don't understand. See, that the ego wants to continually validate, justify, and explain itself. And when you're exhausted with that explanation, then you can be you. Then you can really start to build that foundation. So this is the cornerstone. That's an L. So right there's the L, and that's the strongest component of any structure. And that strongest component of any structure is going to be your consciousness. That is your belief. So when you put this, now you have two corners. Now you have the foundation. So the cornerstone is the first part of it. And so the cornerstone of all of my success is my recovery. Because until I got really clear that I was an addict, until I admitted I was an addict, until I became rigorously honest. Now, addicts do not like to admit they're addicts. So I encounter people who are emotional addicts, and they don't really like to understand that, because they just want to gloss it over, read the book, and have someone tell them what to do. How do I succeed? Well, I understand that that's a component. I mean, you do read books, you do listen to content, but the fundamentals have to be learned. Josh Morin is on today's Facebook Live. Josh is an exceptional young man who I've had the privilege of coaching for over a year and a half. Josh has referred me his sister, his brother-in-law referred me his mom. I mean, they're a family. And so it all started with Josh and me back in 2012. Josh was a young man just coming off a career as a Division I wrestler. He wrestled for a couple of years at Arizona State, got injured. And I've watched Josh's whole evolution. Now, what Josh is doing is Josh learned the fundamentals as a wrestler. Now, Josh is learning the fundamentals as a human being. Josh was a human doing. He was an exceptional athlete. But now he's really learning the fundamentals of being a human being. And he doesn't have to be the man. He's his man. But if you have to be the man because you had to be the man as a child and you had to take care of a family, you had to be the woman or the girl, well, then you're stuck in that ego until one day you go, wow, this is overwhelming. I can't continue to do this. This is killing me. I'm taking care of too many people. When you're able to let go of that guilt and address the fact that you're good enough and not have to rescue and take care of everyone, now you're moving out of a place called codependence. When you're not enabling, over-obligating, saying yes to everyone. Yes, 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 I can do that. I'll just pile more on. Yes, I can do that. Yes, I can do it. Oh, give me more. Oh, I'm Nancy Nurse. Oh, I'm Florence Nightingale. I'm Betsy Ross. Just give me more, 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 more. No, it's just overwhelming. At some point, you have to go, I can't do this. This is killing me. So when you're able to do that, you're able to say, so I am me, I am free. That is Andre Denny. Andre, my brother, my honor to have been your coach, you and your wife's coach. Andre is watching his Facebook Live from the Gold Coast of Australia. I had the privilege of coaching Andre for over 2+ years. And I also watched Andre begin to really address his ego and let go of that ego. You've heard that edging God out. Okay, so that is one component. In our world, what ego means is the analytical egoic mind that has to know the answers before we start. Rick Stout, good to see you. Rick's another exceptional man. He and Amber, his exceptional fiance, were clients of mine for years and in their mid-20s. So thank you. Mike Green, good to see you today from beautiful Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. So the content today is really just to assist you to let go, separate feelings from the events that shape them. I cover letting go like every single every single Facebook Live because that's the reflex you learn. You learn how to let go. When you learn how to let go, then you're always letting go. And when you're always letting go, seldom will anything affect you longer than a few minutes or a few hours. And then that way you don't waste days being overwhelmed. You don't waste days being pissed off. You don't waste days being resentful at someone. You don't waste days being angry at the government. You don't waste days on what's going on in the world. When you let go, there's no such thing as a cheat day because every day is a day to be your best. And that best is in relaxation, it's in production, it's being in service, it's being in value. Because you just fucked off so much in your life that you just can't afford to waste your time anymore because you're always letting go. You spent so much time being average. You spent so much time living in potential. Potential is not consciousness. Consciousness is consciousness. Consciousness does not access potential. Potential has to have a win. And consciousness isn't winning. Consciousness is not winning and losing. It's not black and white. It's not red and green. Consciousness is energy. And that energy is love. It's joy. It's expression. That energy is understanding. It's knowing. It's being aware. It's being able to be an ambassador. You can actually give hands out to the people who deserve it. And you can pull back from people that you can just tell aren't going to receive you. And that way you don't feel rejected because you're able to let go easily and effortlessly. Now, the state that I, and Cassie, good to see you this afternoon. I know many of you are right on the cusp with this. I feel it because I've coached most of you. So I know that most all of you are right on the cusp of this breakthrough. But this breakthrough you're seeking, it's non-physical. It's not linear. No bells are going to go off. And I mean, checks might show up, but that's not the reward you're looking for. I mean, your company might recognize you. You might win a insurance award. You might get a real estate award. You might get a rank advancement. But that's not consciousness. That's accomplishment. Consciousness is not accomplishments. However, accomplishments can come from your consciousness. And when you're not caught up in accomplishment, then you're not recognition conscious. Then you don't focus on the next prize because your focus is your focus and you're focused on focusing and there's no prize in focusing. Someone asked me yesterday what makes me tick, and it was a question I couldn't even answer because I don't tick. I'm me and I'm free. There's anything that makes me tick. The person wanted me to tell them I have these big goals and what's your next goal? I don't really have a next goal. I mean, I have clearly defined short-term goals for my business, but my life goal is to be my best. And that's one day at a time. That's every single day. That is simple. And that is so simple that I can just keep it that simple. And then I don't get overwhelmed in trying to be something that I can't accomplish. Then I'm not competing with anyone else because there is no competition. So Aaron says spiritual alignment. What was that, Aaron? Spiritual alignment is that passed before I got to see it. But right, so aligning with powerful attraction patterns to raise consciousness. Thank you, Henry. Henry just said that about as good as anyone could say it. So my name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. That is a corporation I own. And I am me and I am free. And I feel that many of you have stepped into that space where you're really you and you're free also. You're letting go of the ties that bind, the anxiety you've held on to, the events that have shaped your feelings, the regrets, the disappointments, the frustrations. And you're letting go of that, separating your feelings from those events so you can be your best you every single day. And especially today. Today is the one that really matters. If you're relatively new to my Facebook Lives and you'd like to take advantage of a free 20-minute coaching call, you can go right up there into Messenger and request one by leaving your phone number, and I will return your request within 24 hours. If there's any topic you would like me to cover specifically for you that would affect our group, feel free to send me a message and I will consider that topic. I am open to all new topics that I can cover on the Facebook Lives. I will be, Roseanne, good to see you. I will be here tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This is Roseanne, my homegirl in Kansas. Good to see you, Roseanne. So I will be here tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That will be 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Rick, good to see you. Love the message. I had the privilege of coaching Rick a few minutes ago. Joylene, good to see you this afternoon. Rick Lease, thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a great afternoon, everyone. I will see you tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thanks, everyone.